Nobody married me. I'm 46, and I am happily living with all of my animals.
70% of divorces are initiated by women.
It's sad to say, too. It's like, you know, more and more men are not going to be getting married.
You wonder why there's so many women in their 20s, 30s.
The percentage of men going away from marriage is only growing. The rewards aren't worth it.
I ended a relationship and cut off an engagement from a great man.
The truth is, the statistics now is that 70 to 80% of all divorces are initiated by women.
We used to marry till death do us part. Today we marry till love dies.
You can have a good...
When it comes down to it, they prioritize their happiness over their family, but it all ends the same. Kindly subscribe to the channel, as it is our sole form of support. Thank you.
Women telling men that they'll start to cook for them after they're married would be like men telling women that they'll start to pay for dates after they're married. Are men the only ones that are supposed to make effort before getting engaged? Makes no sense.
I have a question for the men. Do you guys still want to get married? Like, is that still a thing?
No. A lot of men don't want to get married, and it's not because they don't like the thought of having a lifelong partner to be there for them when they need it, but a lot of men don't want to get married because they're avoiding potential divorce. In a lot of cases, divorce ruins a man's life. He has to completely start over. And in general, marriage doesn't benefit men a whole lot. So while a lot of men like the idea of having long-term relationships, it's just not worth it.
And here's a secret that many guys don't know, especially in today's day and age. Is that women love nice guys. We may not understand how much we love and appreciate them until we're a little older, and we've gotten that sort of asshole phase out of our systems. I'd say by our late 20s, early 30s, is the point in our lives when we're just exhausted by the jerks and we have no time in our lives anymore for them. So we really start looking for men who we know will be great long-term partners, aka nice guys. And that's you. But don't worry, there are plenty of women your age too who are dying to meet a really nice, good guy.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure many men know this secret by now. Some men even experience it firsthand. What they're experiencing isn't the love she has for the nice guy. It's the security he brings after she's done roaming the streets. These women often spend their younger years chasing excitement and thrill-seeking relationships, prioritizing bad boys or casual flings. But when they've exhausted that phase and realize the streets don't offer stability, they turn to the nice guy for the safety net he provides. This often leaves the nice guy feeling used and unappreciated, as she's not with him for who he is, but for the comfort and stability he can give her. Many men today see through this now, realizing that being the backup plan isn't a position of honor, it's a trap. It's why so many nice guys are choosing to walk away, knowing their worth, and refusing to settle for someone who only values them when it's convenient.
I played this guy by f***ing him and ghosting him. And then all my friends f***ed him and ghosted him. He really thought he had a chance with us. We're way out of his league. It's so funny.
Are you stupid?
Three reasons why modern men should not get married. Number one is that it is a high-risk, low-reward affair. Did you know that around 50% of the marriages end up in divorce, and over 80% of them are initiated by women? Number two is that many modern women are not even wife material. No offense to good women, but just like men, there are some women who should never become wives.
I've got a new question for you guys. Why do you think guys no longer want to get married? Here's what I think. I think MGTOW men have allowed themselves to be influenced by social media into believing that all women are feminists or feminazis. But in real life, you can tell people what you're looking for and what it is that you want. There are women out there that are looking for something that could be very much alike to what you're looking for. Maybe you've been hanging out with shallow or greedy people, and well, maybe that's on you and what you've been putting out there. But I think women don't reflect what the media says about them. And neither should you. Now, what's your opinion?
Thanks to divorce, I don't have my daughter on my very first Father's Day. Never sign a contract where the other person is literally rewarded for breaking it. It's a bad business move. Girls are not worth it anymore. I would rather invest money and time on something else that would pay me back with joy or assets. A lot of women ain't worth marrying in today's world. Men don't want marriage anymore because marriage is very risky. There are so many things stacked against men. Not only does he have to constantly try and make her feel happy, but the court system is also heavily skewed in favor of women. In cases of divorce, men are often at a disadvantage when it comes to child custody, alimony, and asset division. Even if he's a great husband and father, the possibility of losing half of everything he's worked for, along with limited access to his children, is a terrifying reality. Furthermore, the expectations placed on men in marriage have become overwhelming. He's expected to provide financially, emotionally, and socially, while often receiving little recognition or support in return. Meanwhile, any unhappiness on her part, regardless of his efforts, could be used as justification for ending the marriage. And if she decides to leave, he's still on the hook financially through alimony or child support, even if she initiates the separation.
Bitch, I need to tell you something. Look, we don't need a fucking man. We do this shit for fucking fun and because we're bad bitches. Period. It's literally for the plot until it's serious. I mean, I'm still a delusional bitch, but like, bitch, that's the whole part. Like, it makes it fun, but it's literally, it's not serious. Like I said, they're all NPCs until proven otherwise. So we don't need them.
Well, I was recently on an episode of All the Single Ladies on OWN, and since then, I've been getting so many messages, but mostly from women that are in long-term relationships and marriages that want out, but they feel guilty because really nothing is that bad. Like, they're fine, except they're not actually happy. And a lot of them say they're scared to start over and all that stuff, which, yes, I get it. But what do you actually want? Do you want personal happiness? Because if that's the case, and like, you've tried everything in that relationship and you know it's not going anywhere, I think you know what to do.
Isn't that just amazing? A bunch of women want out of their marriages even though nothing is wrong. The truth is, those women are bored. They're looking for something exciting now. They crave that rush, that sense of adventure that they feel they're missing. It's not that their husbands are bad or the relationship is failing. It's just that the novelty has worn off and they're searching for that spark they once had. These are the women who often think the grass is greener on the other side, but later on, they find out it's not as green as they thought it was. They leave thinking they'll find something better, something more thrilling, only to realize that the excitement they were chasing is fleeting. What they don't anticipate is the emotional and financial fallout from a divorce, the loneliness that can settle in after the initial excitement fades. The reality is, many of them are left with a sense of regret and emptiness, wishing they had appreciated the stability and love they had at home. And the irony is that they often end up facing the same issues they thought they'd escape, only now they have more baggage.
It's sad to say, too, it's like, you know, more and more men are not going to be getting married because they see this shit. Like, why would I ever go through that? What's the benefit of getting married? You know, it's the same thing as a relationship. Like what can a woman offer me in a marriage that she can't offer me in a regular relationship? So you're going to see that more and more. And to be honest, it's going to be so sad for women. But at the end of the day, you know, they're putting themselves through this. You know, they're the ones doing this to themselves. So
I just found out the boy who likes me, who I don't like back, is finally moving on from me because I rejected him. Maybe I was kidding. Maybe I do like you now. Don't go liking someone else.
70% of divorces are initiated by women. Amongst college-educated women, this is almost 90%. Women used to rely on their husbands for financial security, even at the expense of emotional abuse and often neglect. To come to a simple conclusion, Women are not willing anymore to put up with constant unacceptable behavior from their husbands. And because nowadays she makes her own money, if she doesn't get his emotional support, she will walk away. Because she can.
My wife left after my stroke. She took all my money. Men are not willing to put up with her BS either. When men walk, women still win. Courts are f***ed. Actually, 80% of all divorces are initiated by women who have been detrimentally affected by the man-hating feminists like this one. When a man succeeds, he builds his family. When a woman does, she abandons hers. We're different, but keep crying victim. Men also experience emotional abuse in their marriages. But many hesitate to leave because they value their families and the stability they provide for their children. The fear of losing everything, whether it's assets, property, or even their connection to their children, can keep them stuck in unhealthy situations. On top of that, divorce often comes with the additional burden of alimony or child support, which can leave men financially drained. The idea that women are the only ones seeking emotional support in relationships is misleading. Men too need emotional fulfillment, understanding, and care. But societal expectations often paint men as emotionally strong or detached, making it harder for them to express when they feel neglected or abused. Many men suffer in silence, either because they fear being seen as weak, or because they worry about losing everything if they stand up for themselves.
I would never propose to no motherfucking man. Get down on one knee. Get down on one knee and ask a man if he'd marry me. I'd rather drink bleach. I'd rather be alone for the rest of my days than to propose to someone's fucking son.
Stop!
And you know what? I don't like to date my type of guy anymore because I feel like it's really boring because he treats me so good. When you get treated good, it's kind of like boring, and don't hate me, but I do love toxic. I like somebody who, like, I don't mean mistreats me in a bad way, but you know what I mean by toxic? Yeah, that's my type.
I don't buy the idea that there is a one and only. We used to marry till death do us part. Today we marry till love dies. We used to marry and have sex for the first time. Today you marry and you stop having sex with others. You used to have monogamy, one person for life, and today monogamy is one person at a time. And everybody says I'm monogamous in all my relationships. The norms are changing so fast. There is nothing you can do when you leave a person than to tell them so sorry that you're hurting them, you have loved them deeply and you wish them the best and you thank them for everything they've given you, and yet you're going to go. And it is just raw pain. You can't circumvent that. Heartbreak is heartbreak.
I agree. The idea of marriage and having a beautiful family is becoming something of the past. Modern women are so entitled today, and they're causing their own loneliness with these crazy expectations they have. They've been conditioned to believe they deserve everything without compromise, which leaves them constantly chasing an ideal that doesn't exist. This entitlement, paired with unrealistic standards, makes forming meaningful connections almost impossible. Vows today in marriage don't mean anything when it comes to feelings. If she feels unhappy, she walks away. If she feels like you're not enough, despite everything you're doing, she walks away. It's no longer about working through challenges, honoring commitments, or building a life together. Instead, marriage has become disposable, as though love and loyalty are optional and only relevant when everything is perfect. What's worse is that society often supports this mindset. Women are told they're empowered for leaving relationships at the slightest inconvenience, while men are shamed for wanting traditional values like loyalty, respect, and partnership.
Like right now, because I'm 19, I think I would like a confident sort of looking alpha male, but later on in life, I'll definitely like the more safe guy, the more, you know, someone that would potentially like to marry, like later on in life though, the more safe guy, safe
that. Say that.
Shut up, bitch.
What is it about marriage that scares men into this thinking they don't want to get married? Or if they've been married, it didn't work out, and they don't want to get married again? From a male's perspective, and from a man who's been married, you've been on both sides. You've been married, you got some time in. What is it that you hear other men say that give them pause for cause on getting married?
The horror stories of the woman.
Men now don't want to marry anymore because they feel the losses and risk outweigh the benefits. Let's take a look at this.
Men don't want to marry anymore because the risk outweighs the benefits.
Come from girl
There's
too.
A risk yeah. that comes with marriage that essentially only benefits a woman. A man marries you and can only hope that one day you don't wake up and say, I feel like I don't love you anymore and I want to leave and you can't do anything about it.
If we can boil it down to maybe three big risks all men think about. Number one,
I would say divorce and then get half of your stuff taken away from you.
Divorce, you spend X amount of years of your life towards this wife of yours. And then number two, she takes half of it because the laws are tilted most likely to the favor of the woman. Alimony, yeah. child support. Third risk is she cheats on you. But I'll say this, everything life, including getting married, there's risk behind every decision you make.
Yeah, that is true. There's a significant risk behind every decision. And when the odds are stacked against you, it's natural to question whether the reward is worth it. With 70 to 80% of women filing for divorce, it's no wonder many men feel that the potential consequences are too great. Why would a man take a leap of faith into something that carries such high risk when the chances of it going wrong are so high? The emotional and financial costs can be devastating, and in many cases, men feel the deck is already stacked against them. If there was a 70% chance of a plane crash versus a 30% chance of a smooth flight, how many people would get on that plane? The same principle applies to marriage today. Men look at the divorce statistics and fear that they're walking into a situation where the odds are not in their favor. In many cases, they see marriage not as a partnership, but as a potential financial and emotional disaster waiting to happen.
Now, I personally only date generous men or men that are inspired to take care of me because I naturally am a nurturer. I'm going to take care of you. Whatever I see need you need, I'm going to do. If your dishes aren't organized, I am going to organize them. If I feel like you need something business-wise and I can help, I am going to, or I'm going to find a way to help you. I feel like if I am in your life, I'm going to add value. Intentionally, I'm going to pay attention to where you don't even have to ask. If you need something, I got you. So I am only dating people who feel the same way. If you are not inspired to take care of me, or to make sure that my life is easier by being around me, baby, you don't have anything for me. I don't have anything for you.
You can have a good guy that want to do you right, that want to be exclusive, that tells you you're beautiful, that goes above and beyond for you, that is consistent, that does all these great things for you. But you don't want that one. You want the one that gives you heartache, headaches, and a hard time.
Those women are drawn to toxicity. They can't see the good in the guy. These are the women who keep chasing the same types of guy and keeps wondering how they end up in the same situation over and over again. Those women are operating from a place of trauma. They're damaged.
Because I knew this person would let me walk all over them, I would constantly up the scale of the fucked up shit that I would do. I would say meaner shit. I would lie even worse. I would manipulate even harder. And as fucked up as it sounds, like, so much of me felt so validated.
A lot of men do get married because they want a maid, a chef, a house cleaner, like all of these things, which that's totally fine if that's his wants and needs out of the partner. But then don't expect for her to bring in income just as much yeah. as you, but then also take on those roles and also have babies for you. Like, it's just like, how much do you want out of this person? And then when the woman gets tired and she can't like do anymore, then it's upset. Then it's like, oh, she's not the same as she was.
The truth is that men just want a partner. And trust me, most men do not require some extravagant lifestyle that is provided for by his woman working. Because most men are fulfilled by their family and by their work. They don't have to have a lot of extra. So the other perspective that I would ask as a woman is, how much of it are you putting on yourself? And how much of this should be talked about before getting married? Because these unspoken expectations are what break relationships. And it is both of your responsibilities to make sure that you're on the same page. Because if you do this, if you go into the marriage with everything communicated and things compromised on, but then your man doesn't hold up to it, then absolutely he's in the wrong. And you best believe he's going to know it.
Men do not get married because they want a maid or a house cleaner. Men want someone who wants them just as much as they want her. Marriage is about give and take, a partnership where both sides contribute to building a life together. These women keep talking about what they're doing in the marriage, raising kids, cleaning, or managing the household, but they conveniently leave out the heavy responsibilities the man takes on. They don't talk about maintaining the house, fixing the car, paying the bills, or ensuring there's a roof over everyone's head, all of which typically falls on the man. They close their eyes to everything the man is doing and focus only on what they feel they're doing alone. Yet, without the man's constant effort to keep things running smoothly and provide financial stability, none of their contributions would even be possible. It's as if they believe their role ends where his begins, and any acknowledgement of his sacrifices is conveniently forgotten.
Men post all over this app. Men want a traditional woman. That's what the majority of you men want.
I wonder if they know the exact meaning of traditional woman. Let's find out.
Which I think is pretty hilarious.
Oh, there is not a doubt in my mind that a certain someone would have that opinion.
For the past 30 years, women and girls have been raised the exact same way as men and boys.
Really? How so?
We go to the same schools, we participate in the same programs, the same classes.
Oh dear, that does not mean that they were raised the same way. Dearie, that means that they received the same basic education via the public school system.
We never are taught how to take care of children or to cook for a partner. That's not expected of us.
If a grown adult doesn't actually know those things, that would actually fall to the family, wouldn't it? Because are we expecting the public education system to teach us everything that we need to know about being productive members of society?
We are expected to go out into the world and become providers, all of us, men and women. And you know this.
Oh, yes, because we all do exactly what society expects of us, don't we?
Yet you have the audacity to expect a traditional woman. They don't exist anymore, unless you are willing to date a woman much older than you. And we all know that's not going to happen.
I really actually think they just demonstrated that they have no idea what the actual definition of a traditional woman really is.
Actually, madam, traditional women do exist, and that's exactly why so many men today are leaving the West to go and find one. The idea that traditional women are extinct is a false narrative, often perpetuated by people who don't see the value in the qualities these women embody. Men who are tired of dealing with the entitlement, combativeness, and lack of femininity, often found in modern Western women, are now seeking relationships where mutual respect and appreciation are at the core. The fact is, traditional women still thrive in many parts of the world. In many cultures, femininity is celebrated, not suppressed, and women are taught to value their partners instead of seeing them as adversaries. Men are responding to this by seeking what they can no longer find in their own backyard. So, no, traditional women haven't disappeared. They've simply become harder to find in societies where modern values prioritize independence and self-interest over relationships and family building.
Most of the time, men don't end up marrying the woman they love because they might not feel respected with her, and they end up leaving and marrying a woman they feel respects them more, giving up on all the love they have for the other woman. Why? Because for a man, respect beats love. For a woman, love beats everything, and she will end up taking the person she loves over anything and anyone.
Okay, so something that I recently learned that I literally did not know is that men do not care how much a woman earns as an income. Like, you make $200,000, amazing. You make $30,000, amazing. Like, those salary is not a criteria that men look for. Versus women, you know, usually when they're trying to find a partner, they will be like, what does he do? What's his job? Right? Like, those are like the first questions that usually women ask. Versus men, they don't ask that. They're not like, oh, like, what does she do for work? Like, that's probably like maybe question number three, right? It's like less of an importance. And I did not know that.
It's really shocking to me that more women haven't come to this realization yet. Men generally don't care about a woman's money because they can make their own. A man's worth is often tied to his ability to provide and protect. So he's not looking for financial support in a partner. What men want is far simpler and far more meaningful than that. All a man truly desires from his woman are the basics and bare minimum: respect, nurturing, and kindness. These aren't extravagant asks. They're the foundation of any healthy and loving relationship. Men value respect above all else because it shows that their efforts, sacrifices, and role in the relationship are acknowledged and appreciated. When a man feels respected, it motivates him to go above and beyond for his partner. Disrespect, on the other hand, can erode even the strongest bond, leaving men feeling undervalued and unseen. Men are simple.
If I'm too masculine around you, it's simply because I'm not for you. You're not the man for me, and I'm not the woman for you, because women naturally submit to men that they feel safe and comfortable around.
Baby, the math is not mathing. And I have said this once, and I will say it again. No man wants no aggressive woman. If you're upset about something and, you know, you're talking with a little bit more aggression in your voice, a little bit more passion in your voice, okay. But when you just over the top aggressive, don't nobody want to deal with that. And no man wants a woman with all this aggression and masculine energy. And I've never understood why so many women don't understand that. Because let you detect any type of feminine energy in a man, y'all will drag him through the mud. Hell, men can't even eat certain foods or drink certain drinks at a restaurant without y'all trying to say he's feminine. But you want him to deal with that aggressive, masculine personality that you got.
Basically, men don't want to date themselves. They don't want to be in a relationship with someone who mirrors the same energy, struggles, or assertiveness they carry. Men want balance. A partner who complements them, not competes with them. This is why many men are avoiding relationships with angry masculine women. Dealing with a woman who exudes aggression, dominance, or hostility can feel more like a constant battle than a loving partnership. Unfortunately, many women in the West have adopted these masculine traits, often as a response to societal pressures or the misguided belief that this makes them strong or independent. This is one of the key reasons why so many men are traveling overseas to find partners. In other parts of the world, femininity is still celebrated and valued. Women in these cultures understand the importance of nurturing, kindness, and mutual respect in a relationship. They aren't trying to compete with men or dominate them. They're focused on building a harmonious partnership.
I have a crystal clear memory of me having sex with my husband and thinking about this other guy and me knowing in that moment, I have to divorce him because if I don't get out of this marriage, I'm going to cheat on him. I'm going to try to find this. And I know that's really fucked up, but I didn't want to be a cheater.
No, it's not. It's not. That's happened to me too.
So while you were, hold on, let me recap here. While you were having with your husband, you were thinking about another man who you were having, who you had better sex with. And because the sex with your husband wasn't as good as the sex with this other man, You wanted to get a divorce.
It wasn't this. It was the connection. But yes.
It was the realization 100%. Too.
The guy who was really good in bed, how long did you date him for?
6 months.
And how soon did you have that connection after meeting him?
Immediately. It was immediate.
In this case, I would say the husband actually won because he got a divorce. Sure, it might have been painful for him at first, but in the long run, he's better off without someone who never truly loved him. But then again, you have to wonder, why would this woman lead that man on, waste his time, and enter into a marriage with him when deep down she knew she had a stronger connection or better chemistry with her ex? The answer is simple. She didn't marry him for love. She married him for stability. This kind of behavior is unfortunately more common than people think. Instead of being honest about her feelings, she likely saw him as a safe option, someone who could provide financial security, emotional consistency, and a stable future. In other words, he was her plan B.
A lot of men, they say they don't want to get married, but the truth is they really do. Let me tell you why men really want to get married, but say they don't want to get married. Because they're waiting for the young chick. They're waiting to get old enough to where they can go get a younger chick and impress them. They don't want to marry you. They don't want to marry you right now. They don't want to marry a 27-year-old doesn't want to marry a 27-year-old. He wants to wait till he gets about 40, 47 years old and go get him a 22, 23-year-old. Okay? That's what he really wants. But if you pressure him and force him and have a baby with him and tell him he got to marry you, oh, he'll marry you. He'll build his credit up with you. He'll do all that stuff with you if you force him or give him that ultimatum. But he didn't really want to marry you. He wanted to wait till he get what he really wanted.
I'm not going to thank my husband for putting a new trash bag into the trash can. I'm not going to thank him for putting his clothes in the hamper. I'm not going to thank him for unloading the dishwasher. I'm not going to thank him for changing the diaper. I'm not going to thank him for cleaning a toilet. I'm not going to thank him for making the bed. I'm not going to thank him for doing any of the things that just come with living in a house. Like, if he would have to do it, if I didn't live here, like if he lived by himself and that was still a required task, I'm not saying thank you. That is just part of existing in a functioning home.
I'm not sure where this line of thought came from, that if we say thank you or show any type of gratitude, that we are enabling lazy men and that we will end up receiving less. Ladies, that is not how men work. And could you imagine if a man took the same line of thought and he decided he would no longer praise you for caring for your children? For making dinner or for doing housework? Men are results driven, which is why gratitude, even for the small things, goes a long way. And withholding gratitude simply because you feel entitled to those things or actions is a recipe for disaster.
It costs absolutely nothing to show your husband respect and gratitude for the things he does. A simple thank you or acknowledgement can go a long way in maintaining a strong and healthy relationship. If anything, I think the man should thank her after she finishes signing the divorce papers, of course, because at that point, she's only doing him a favor. The reality is, most married men don't expect a thank you every single time they do something, but a little appreciation for their efforts, day in and day out, is essential. It's not just about being polite. It's about being a decent human being who values the contributions of their partner. Now, imagine the roles reversed. Just think about how much resentment a woman would show her husband if he blatantly refused to thank her for holding the household down, cooking meals, or keeping the home clean and organized. She would feel unappreciated, disrespected, and taken for granted. Yet, for some reason, when it comes to men, their efforts are often treated as the bare minimum or simply ignored altogether.
Name one benefit that a man gets from marriage that he wouldn't get in a regular relationship. Just one.
Well, you, I think, as a woman, if you're...
I'm asking you as a man, since you're, you know, thank you, men, for being Peter Pan.
I think a lot of men who choose to get married are incentivized by the fact that they are able to claim that woman is theirs. And
they name one benefit that they would get in a marriage that they wouldn't get in a regular relationship.
Well, I think even though it's not 100%, there's peace of mind that woman is not going to be loyal to you.
The answer is there's none. You're dancing around.
So I fully agree with him. I'm going to play the other side for a second. This woman is supposed to represent a lot of women. If you watch her videos, it's constantly teaching other women how to manipulate men to get what they want out of relationships. But the problem with this type of content is they never take into consideration the needs of a man or how to treat him. It's always about what she can get out of him. So she doesn't know the answers to questions like this because she's not concerned about how her actions actually affect men. It's not a long-term game, it's a more short-term thing to get what you want. So let me answer that. The only benefit I can think of that a man gets out of marriage is I've seen a lot of divorce lawyers talk about this. When you have a long-term partner and you're not married, it creates complications if you were to break up and how to divide everything, and you may have to go to court a few times to sort everything out. So when you're married, it's treated a little bit differently in the court systems, and it's a little bit easier. This doesn't necessarily mean men will get better deal out of the situation, because we all know men often get screwed.
There is absolutely no benefit that a man gets in marriage that he doesn't already receive in a regular relationship. Marriage, in today's climate, often feels like a one-sided deal, where men shoulder the risks while women reap most of the rewards. And this woman here is absolutely right. The woman she's describing belonged to the Sprinkle Sprinkle Army, a group that teaches women how to use, manipulate, and take advantage of men for money. These women aren't looking for love or mutual respect. They're being groomed to see relationships as transactions, where the sole goal is to extract as much as possible from men while giving little to nothing in return. This movement is essentially raising an army of materialistic women who are taught to view men as walking wallets. The focus isn't on building a life together, supporting each other, or forming a genuine connection. Instead, these women are being trained in tactics to manipulate men into funding their lifestyles. And it's all in the name of what they think they deserve.